Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, I was trying to look for a positive message to spread today, and I legit can't find any. So, what I'm going to talk about is how we need to be spreading positive messages. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be on social media, but it would help, because regardless of what site you log in, Facebook, X, TikTok, YouTube, it's very hard to find good messages. I think the only place that I've seen good messages is YouTube lately, and they're few and far between. Maybe every couple weeks I see one video with a good message, and the rest of social media is just full of drama and war and the world's ending and violence and people doing crazy stupid stuff and videotaping it. You don't see people helping other people. We need more videos like that. I just saw a post a few minutes ago about a town in Portland, or I can't find it, but a town, a city or whatever, a city where they basically, the whole city voted for Democrats, they put Democrats in, they ruined the city because they defunded the police, so now, at night, they have no police, zero. They will not respond if you call 911 if it's nighttime. And so there's a huge stream of people getting robbed and beat up, and people call the police and they just don't answer the phone. And it's like, that's what you see on social media. We need to see more things about people helping each other, you know, positive stuff. You know, today, this morning, while I was working, I had on the, because I didn't get up early enough to watch it, but the first day of the tournament for LIV Golf was on this morning. I tuned in when it was almost over, when I started work, because it started, I don't know what time it started, like 3 a.m. or something. I was sleeping, but when I got up and started working at 7, I turned it on and was watching it, and you see happy people, you see, and obviously I love golf, so I'm going to enjoy it, but we need more content on the internet about positive stuff. I remember years ago, I Googled, you know, like happy news or whatever, and there was a website dedicated to only showing it posts news stories from around the world, but only positive happy news stories, right? And it's I'm pretty sure it's called Happy News or something, but even that website though, they didn't post every single day. They legit only post when they had a good story, and so it wasn't often. I mean, you could go on there and read through all the good stories, but you could see that they were spread out, you know, once per week or whatever. It wasn't like the bad stories where you see 10 million per day. If you could see all, you know, if you could see all the posts that go up on YouTube or Twitter or wherever, I would say 99.999999% of them are negative. People arguing, people doing dumb shit. The people doing dumb shit has been getting out of hand lately, but that's just my opinion. While I'm talking to you, I'm looking for Good story. And it's not even like people that I follow, and that's the reason I see only negative. If you go on trending, or the news, you see, all right, let's trending. These are only hashtags. News. Terrorist. This can't be right. I mean, I don't see any positive stuff, but I don't see any, like, I can't see the post, though. It's just, like, the sections. I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to use this website. We can go to Happy. I think it's called Happy News. Yeah. Happynews.com. Alright, so, yeah, most of the maybe they shut down the site, like, they don't post, because most of the posts are from 2 years ago. Hold on, I wonder if they have any new ones. Their new ones are from 2 years ago. I guess they really did stop posting on it. Oh, well. Okay, there's one here called Good News Network. Let's get some good news. Okay. Archaeologists may have found the villa where the Roman Emperor Augustus died. Florida. How is that good news? We found a grave. Florida teen wins prestigious award for and full ride scholarship after daring rescue. That's good. Masterpieces saved from Notre Dame fire, now restored and back on view. Solar balconies are booming in Germany, and you can plug in and install them yourself. Did you know Pluto has a heart? Scientists solve mystery as to why. An 11-year-old finds a dinosaur bone. Voyager celebrated spacecraft is once again transmitting after NASA repair from 15 billion miles away. I didn't know that they already sent the repair. I did see a video about that about a week ago. No, it must have been longer than that. A couple weeks ago. About... basically, they needed to do an update, and they were talking about how the system works. Like, the whole spacecraft, so it's 15 billion miles away. It's been traveling for 40-plus years. So it's run on really old computers. And the computers on board only have, like, 30 kilobytes of space. And so there's no operating system. So update, they couldn't find people that still knew how to code that. And so that's why the update took so long to get ready, because they legit couldn't find anyone who could still code in the language that they used to code that. I'm learning a new, not a new coding language, but, a new framework for coding, and the learning curve is so fucking steep. Like I worked for like 7 a.m. to midnight yesterday, just trying to catch up and learn as much as I could. And yesterday was pretty fucking slow. Today it went a lot faster. I got a lot more done, but learning an entirely new framework, man. It's easier than learning a new language, but there's so much to learn. And I'm on a time crunch, you know what I mean? Any more good news? New mosquito net prevent millions of malaria cases. Dude, the coolest thing I saw was they, in a village somewhere in Africa, I don't know what country, obviously they got tired of the mosquitoes, so they took apart VCRs, maybe it was DVD players, either way, they took out the internal lasers, and they built a perimeter around the school that basically, it had a tracking system, and it could literally shoot, it would shoot the mosquitoes with lasers out of the air, like burn their wings off. Oh, man. Wow, a hand pollination of a sapphire tower helps rare plants survive. It blooms once every 20 years. Can you imagine? You have a plant in your house. Ugly fucking plant. And you have to water it for 20 fucking years before you see the flowers. That's dedication. That plant would be dead in my house. I'm sorry. I don't think any of my plants are going to last 20 years. I do okay with I planted some tomatoes the other week. I'm going to have quite a few tomato plants this year. I remember a couple years ago I had like 30 tomato plants one summer. This year I'm probably not going to have that many, but still going to have quite a few. Okay, we're getting way off subject, but basically, so the website is goodnewsnetwork.org. Go check it out if you're looking for positive news. We need more of it. We need a lot more just positive news, and get out there and help people. You know, I'm not a people person, generally speaking. Well, it's that I'm uncomfortable in public, like, with a bunch of people. One-on-one with someone, I can do, or maybe with a small group, but, like, in the city, hell no. I don't even like going to city, or big groups of people. I don't do big groups of people anymore. But I do like helping people, and so that's what I try to do. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I'm going to keep it short, and I'm sorry for the podcast coming every 2 weeks or so. Beginning of the year, I started strong. January, February, you know, I was getting podcasts out every single day, and now I'm struggling to even get every 2 weeks. Just because of how busy I am. Hopefully, I won't be as busy. But even if my work falls off, then it just gets replaced. Like, if I have less to do, like, less overtime, then it just gets replaced with family stuff. Like, my honey-do list, you know, work on the house, work on the yard, get this done, get that done. So, even if I get extra time from work, it just gets taken up with the other obligations I have. Anyway, hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. It's about to hit midnight right now. I gotta leave in 5 hours to go play golf, so I'm streaming right now. And I was trying to debate whether I should stream or go to bed. I don't know. Have a wonderful day.